Good morning, everyone. Jo-san.
Hi, Jo-san.
My name is Daniel, and thank you so much for inviting me to come to share God's word with you this morning. Before we begin, how about I'll open in prayer and ask God to speak to us now. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word and speaking to us and making us your children.
天父, 感謝你都是跟我們親自去講話。
As we look at this passage now, please help us to understand you more, love you more, and obey you.
我們在這段經文裡面看到神求你的教導我們怎樣去愛慕你。
In your Son's name we pray, Amen.
以耶穌的名義求，阿門。
Now, my family and I live in Western Sydney. We live in a small suburb called Potts Hill. It's just past a little bit west of Lidcombe. And in my area of town, we have the best kebabs and charcoal chicken in the city, but the Chinese food is a little bit lacking.
我和我的家人就在西式微略区住的。我们住在一个叫Potts Hill的区，其实在Lidcombe的西边过一点。 住在我这个区里有最好味的烤肉串和炭烧鸡，但是一些唐人的食物就似乎有些缺乏。
Last year during the lockdown, I looked in my pantry and I discovered that I was running out of soy sauce. Now, my daughter loves eating sea yaogai, so I was in a bit of trouble. I looked on the map and the Chinese grocery shop that my wife and I love to go to was 5.6 kilometers away from home. 5.6 kilometers. Now we were just barely over the 5 kilometer limit to be allowed to shop there.
咁舊年封城期間咧，我查我睇翻我個廚櫃，我哋嘅發現我哋嘅豉油咧就揸就嚟用完啦。咁我個女咧就好中意食豉油雞。咁咧，咁就我哋一我哋就查向地圖睇下附近最近嘅一間唐人雜貨店啦。原來咧都離屋企有5.6公里喎，係5.6公里啊，啱啱超出咗我哋話5公里嘅範圍之外。
So let me ask you then, what would you do if you were me? Would you break the rules or would you obey them? After all, it's only 600 meters. No one will be harmed. No one will know. Shouldn't I be able to get away with it?
如果你是我，你会怎么做呢? 你会不会打破规则，还是会遵守规则呢? 都是差个600米而已，又没有人会受伤害，又没有人知道的。 咁我会可以逃避佢吗?
What can I get away with? As Christians, I think that we sometimes ask this question too much. What do I have to do to be okay? What are the rules? Just how holy should I live? How much should I tithe to the church? And if someone wrongs me, how many times should I forgive them? What is good enough? And as a Christian, should I bend the rules?
Okay, 那我可以逃避做些什么呢? 作为基督徒，我都觉得这个问题我们都问得太多次了。我们做什么对的就行了，那为什么要一定要跟规矩呢? 我们应该要去到圣洁到一个什么程度呢? 我应该奉献多少给教会呢? 如果人家得罪了我，我应该要原谅他多少次呢? 乜嘢先至係做得夠好呢? 作為一個基督徒，我可以喺有幾大程度上可以改變到啲規則呢?
Now the Apostle Paul addresses that today in our passage. Paul says, if you're asking the question, what can I get away with? Then you've missed the point. The Christian life is not about rules that I need to obey. It is about a relationship. The Christian life is about a relationship with God.
使徒保罗今天就在我们的经文里提到这一点了。保罗说，如果你问我可以逃避到什么呢？那你就真的错过了一个重点了。基督徒的生活不是关乎我们需要遵守什么规则。 而是去跟上帝的关系。
And so in our passage today, the Apostle Paul uses a single analogy to explain his point. And if we can understand this analogy, then everything becomes clear. And so we'll do two things today. I'm going to explain his analogy and then talk about what it means for us.
在我们今天的经文里面，保罗就用一个比喻去解释他的观点。如果我们可以理解到他的比喻，那一切就变得清楚了。所以我们今天要做两件事，我就是解释到他的比喻，然后倾向他们，讲下对我们有什么意义。
Let's talk about this analogy. So Paul says, pretend you're a child. Not just any child, though. You are the child of an important person. A rich person, like a king or a queen.
那我们讲下这个比喻先。保罗说，假如你是一个小孩子，不是一般人的小孩子，而是一些很重要的人，好像一些皇帝啊、皇后的孩子。
Now we know that Paul was writing about 2,000 years ago. See, we have to keep in mind the context. However, if there's one thing in common between the ultra-rich from the ancient Roman world and the ultra-rich today, it is that they don't like raising their children. Not by themselves, anyway. They pay people to do it for them. And so, for example, today, if you can afford it, you get all sorts of help, like nannies to play with them, or tutors to teach them, or chauffeurs to drive them to school and whatnot.
我们知道呢，保罗这篇文章呢，是大约2000年前写的。咁我哋都要睇下佢嘅上文下理喎。不過當時嘅古羅馬嘅超級富豪同現今嘅超級富豪咧，都有一個共通點，就係咧佢哋都唔係咁中意親自撫養自己嘅孩子，佢哋咧寧願俾錢人哋幫佢哋去管教。所以今日咧，如果大家係負擔得起嘅咧，你哋會可以得到各式各樣嘅幫助，例如有個保姆同佢哋一齊玩啦，有補習老師去教佢哋。有私人司机接送孩子们翻学放学。
Well, back then there was a job and it was called a pedagogue. And this pedagogue was the guy that rich people employed to be guardians for their children. And the pedagogue was basically like a mix of a nanny, a bodyguard, and a disciplinarian. And full time, they looked after your kids.
咁咧，当时有一份工作叫教育家或者叫师傅啦 ，pedagogue 系呢个字啊。咁咧，佢咧呢个人咧，呢种嘅工作咧就系啲有钱人请佢哋咧就系做佢哋嘅儿童嘅监护人。咁咧呢啲师傅咧，佢哋就系集合于保姆啦、保镖同埋纪律人员于一身，佢哋又会全职咁去管教你哋嘅孩子。
And so as Paul says, as God's people.Your relationship to the law was like that of a child to his or her pedagogue. And so Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 says, Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. Now, the thing about a child's relationship with his pedagogue is that the pedagogue was in charge of the kid's whole life. So functionally, the child was locked up.Until in the pedagogue's custody. And so likewise, Paul says, before faith in Christ was revealed, so too God's people were locked up in the custody of the law. And that's why verse 24 says, so the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. And here's the key point. He says in verse 25, now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
所以保罗说，作为神的子民，你和律法的关系就好像那些小孩和那些师傅的关系一样。这样在加拉太书三章二十三节这说，但这因信的得救的你还未来已先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。至于那些孩子和这些师傅的关系呢，就是好像老师这些这样教师呢，就会管孩子的一生啦。在功能上来讲，这些小孩子呢，就好像是被这些这样的师傅呢，全程这样他的监护之下。 咁保罗话喺信心之先咧，基督被显示出嚟啦。所以上帝嘅子民咧，当时亦都系被困喺律法嘅监管之下。喺廿四节度话，咁这样律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。咁我哋喺呢度，关键点就系咧喺廿五节就咁话啦。但这因信，因信得救的你既然来到，我们从此就不在师傅的手下了。
Now the thing about the job of a pedagogue is that it has an expiration date. When the child comes of age, the kid is freed and there's no longer a need for a guardian. And that means you only need a pedagogue if you don't know how to be a child, if you need training to be a child. And so in the same way as a Christian, you only need the law if you don't know how to be a child of God.
咁呢啲師傅嘅工作咧，都係有一段有一個有效期嘅。當孩子長大啦，孩子就會自由啦。咁佢哋咧就唔需要再有一個監護人。咁即係話咧，當你只係需要一個咁樣嘅師傅咧，如果你係唔識得點樣作為一個孩子嘅時候，你就需要呢啲咁嘅師傅。咁並且係同一個道理，作為一個基督徒。如果你唔知道點樣作為上帝嘅孩子嘅話，咁你就需要律法。
And so here is what God's word is saying to us today. Be a child, not a slave. You are God's child. Be God's child. Love him. Follow Jesus and do good things. Be a good person. Get rid of sin, but don't do any of those things because it's the law. Only little babies need the guardian of the law. Don't go back to being an immature little baby.
这个就是今天神要跟你说的说话了。要做一个孩子，而不是做一个奴隶。你是上帝的孩子，做一个就做一个上帝的孩子吧。要爱他，要跟从耶稣，做好事，要做一个好人，要除掉罪恶。但不要因为要守律法而去做这些事情，因为只有是小婴儿才需要好像法律这样的监护人，不要翻转头去变成一个不成熟的婴儿。
Let me give you a couple of examples. So the Apostle Peter once asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive someone? Is seven times enough? And Jesus then replies,Not seven, but 77. Now, what Jesus meant by that is you shouldn't bother counting because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you forgive someone seven times or 77 times or 70 million billion kajillion times.
咁我再举个例子啦。使徒彼得曾经问耶稣：主啊，我个弟兄得罪我，我要饶恕佢几多次咧？咁仲话七次可以吗？咁耶稣就答话。不是七次，而是七十个七次。耶稣的意思就是，你是不应该是数几多次。原谅一个人，就算原谅一个人七次又好，七十七次，或者七千亿七万，七千亿次都好，都是不重要的。
What Jesus means is, if you're counting, then you've missed the point. Don't count your forgiveness. Don't set a limit. Just keep forgiving.
耶稣的意思是，如果你还在数着饶恕人多少次的话，那你就错过了一个重点了。不是计算你饶恕人多少次，也都不要设置限制，即管只是要继续宽恕。
Here is one more example. Now, oftentimes, and especially with younger Christians, a big question that is asked is, how much should I tithe? How much should I give?How much money should I give to the church? What amount is good?
咁我再举多个例子啊。通常，尤其是系对于啲年轻嘅基督徒嚟讲，都系一个好大嘅问题嘅。咁话我应该奉献几多啊？我应该俾教会几多钱咧？几多钱先至算系好咧？
Now, according to ancient Israelite law, you should give one tenth of your income to God. And even today in church, you still hear people talking about tithing 1/10 of their income. But the thing is, if you understand what the Apostle Paul is saying to the Galatians here, well, that's baby thinking. Isn't that slave to the law thinking?
根据古时以色列的法律来讲，你应该将收入的十分之一去献给上帝。即使是今日呢，即使在今日的教会呢，依然都会听到人在这里谈论十一奉献。问题是，如果你明白到使徒保罗对加拉太人讲的说话，那这些其实是婴孩般的想法，这些就是律法奴隶的思维。
Christians don't tithe. We don't do the 10% thing. So then, how much should Christians give? Well, you know, that's not really a good question. A better question would be, if you are a son of God, well, what wouldn't you be willing to give? Would you not want to give more and more and more, everything to your loving Father? I mean, doesn't everything you own already belong to the Lord of the universe?
基督徒不是只是做十一奉献，我们不是做事情的百分之十。那基督徒应该要奉献多少呢？这个不是一个好的问题。一个更好的问题就是，如果你是神的儿子，你不愿意做什么呢？你会不会愿意去给慈爱的父亲越来越多的东西呢？你拥有一切不是属于神的吗？
And so what Jesus means here is, if you're counting, then you've missed the point. Don't count your giving. Don't set a limit. Just keep giving.
耶稣的意思是，如果你还在这里数奉献多少钱呢，那你就错过了个重点了。不要计算你的奉献是多少，也都不要设限制，只要继续去付出。
If you've count, you've missed the point.Today, God's word is saying to us, be a child of God. Grow up into maturity. In terms of giving, keep striving to give more. Give until it hurts. If you started with 10%, excellent, good on you. Keep going.
如果你还在数奉献多少，那你就错过了个重点了。今天神跟我们说，做神的孩子，要进入成熟。在奉献方面，继续给更多，直到没能力为止。如果你是从开始以10%来奉献的话，非常之好，继续努力。
Now, when I was 12, my family moved from one end of our town to the other. Our new home had a front lawn and 2 side lawns.
咁我十二岁嘅时候咧，我家人由城镇嘅另一边搬到去另一边啦。咁咧，我哋嘅新屋咧，嗰度咧，前边同两旁咧都系有草地。
Now, because I was becoming a teenager, my dad decided that it would be good for me to have some responsibilities, and so it became my responsibility to maintain our lawns. And so he went out and he bought a petrol-powered lawnmower and a lawn trimmer, and then he brought it all home.
当时我正式成为一个青少年的时候，我父亲就要给一些责任我去做了，去维护草地就是变成了我的责任，所以他就买了一部剪草机和一些草的修剪机就带回家。
Now, I hated taking care of the lawn. I hate manual labor.And my skin would always get so itchy because I was a bit allergic to the grass.
我非常之讨厌去剪草，我唔中意体力劳动，因为咧我嘅皮肤总系会痕，因为我会对草有过敏。
And so one day after I finished my mowing, I came in and I found my dad in the kitchen. And I was thirsty, so I went into the fridge and got out a big container of watermelon juice.And in the summer, there was always homemade watermelon juice in the Xi household. And so I sat down and I said, Dad, why can't we hire some people to do our lawns? And so my dad launches into some big, long-winded dad speech about the importance of responsibility and working with your hands and blah, blah, blah. I wasn't really listening anyway. And so I go to plan B and I ask him, Dad, why do I have to do the lawn for free? I mean, the guys that our neighbor hires, they get paid $20 an hour to mow lawns. Shouldn't I get paid? My dad doesn't say anything. He just kind of gets up and walks away.
有一天我剪完草之后呢, 我就走入厨房, 发现爸爸也同时在厨房里, 那我口渴了, 所以呢, 我就打开个雪柜, 就拿大兜的西瓜汁, 那呢, 在炎炎夏日, 总是会有自家制的西瓜汁, 那我坐下来跟我爸爸说, 爸爸, 为什么我们不可以请人跟我们剪草呢? 於是我爸爸就開始講一些關於責任的重要性啊，同用你雙手去做嘢等等等嘅嘢啦。不過我就冇心聽佢喺度長篇大論。重點係我哋唔係唔會請工人嘅，所以我就去到另一個計劃，就話爸爸點解我剪草嘅時候係冇人工嘅？咁我哋隔離鄰舍都請咗啲工人啦，佢哋剪草一個鐘都係可以賺20蚊。
It took me many years to figure out what he was thinking that day. I think what he was thinking was, look at you, hard worker wanting to get paid for his labor. Do you think any of those hired hands would be doing what you're doing right now? You come in the door, you kick off your shoes, and you just help yourself to whatever it is in the fridge, and you guzzle down your watermelon juice, you throw the dirty container in the sink, and you go upstairs and you have a shower? Do you reckon a contractor would have the guts to do that in my house?
我想了很多年，在这里想清楚他当日在这里在想什么。我估计他的想法是，看来，辛勤的人为他的劳动得到报酬，是不是？ 你认为这些被请的人之中，可以在你屋里面做到你做的事吗？你一进门除鞋，立刻打开雪柜里喝果汁，大大啖喝了，喝完个杯就立刻将个杯掉到洗碗盆里，接着就走上楼上冲凉。你以为出面请的人可以在我们间屋里可以这样做吗？
No. A hired worker wouldn't do that because they don't belong here. They are not a son in my household. And so my dad was thinking, you are a son, and you want to be a worker
instead? 不是啊，因为佢哋呢啲工人唔属于呢个家嘅，佢哋唔系我屋企嘅仔。我爸爸喺度谂，你系仔啊，你反而想成为一个工人？
Now, here's the thing about being a son in the household. Sometimes it feels a little bit like being a slave. You get all the work, but no wages. You have no rights, but yet you own the whole estate. You are the heir to all of it. You're like a slave, but you're not. You are greater than the highest paid employee in the whole estate.
关于在屋企做仔的事，有时感觉就好像是一个做奴隶一样，你要做所有的家务，但又没有人工，你又没有权利，但你拥有的是整个产业，你是这间屋里面的继承人，你感觉就好像一个奴隶，但你实质不是，你比收入最高的人，即是这间屋收入最高的人， 更加伟大。
At the start of Galatians chapter 4, Paul tells us the meaning of being a child of God. Chapter 4, verse 1 says, "What I am saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father." Now, when you're an underage child, you are locked up by your pedagogue. Whatever he says, you have to do, but only until you come of age. And when that time that is set by the father comes, Well, you are free.
本加拉太书第四章的开头就说，保罗告诉我们成为神的儿女的意思，在四章一节说，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下，直等他父亲预定的时候来到。咁你当时系成未一个未成年嘅细路仔，当时就会俾你嘅师傅就会困住咗。咁佢话叫乜嘢你就要做乜嘢。但系到你成年嗰阵，天父设定嘅时间来到嘅时候，你就得自由啦。
If you have faith in Jesus, then you have no more use for these silly laws because you're a child of God. Chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Paul says that sonship was always the point. He says, everyone who is baptized into Christ are children of God through faith. And the point of being God's children is that we are heirs to his whole estate. Everything that God has belongs to you.
但如果你对耶稣是有信心的话，那你就不需要再这些这样的法律了。因为你还是做孩子，因为你是神的儿子。在四章四至五节咁话，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。保罗呢就讲到话，神的儿子的身份呢先至是重点。他说每个受洗归信入基督的人呢，都是神的儿子。成为神的儿子的意义是，我们是整个产业的继承人，上帝所有属一切都是属于你的。
If you are a child of God, rules mean nothing to you. Laws mean nothing to you. Imagine I said to my dad, imagine my dad said to me, Dan, go mow the lawn. And then I responded by saying, why? Show me in the rules of the house where it says that I have to mow the lawn. Well, my dad would simply say, I am the head, you are my son, go mow the lawn.
假如你是神国度里面神的孩子，那规则你法律来讲对你来讲已经是毫无意义了。那想想我爸爸对我说， Dan, 去剪草了。那我就会答话，为什么啊？那么家里的规则又写着说我一定要剪草吗？咁我爸爸就话：我系呢间屋嘅阿头，你系我嘅仔，去剪草。
Imagine I said to my dad, "Hey, Dad, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? Is 7 good enough?" Well, he might say to me then, "When you did dumb things over and over again, did I stop at forgiving you 7 times?"
谂下，我同爸爸话。Hey, 爸爸，如果我的弟弟得罪了我，我应该要原谅多少次呢？七次够吗？那他可能会跟我说，当你一次又一次做出愚蠢的事情时候，我有没有原谅了你七次之后就停止呢？
Imagine I said to my dad, Hey dad, if my brother is in trouble, say he got sick and he needed an expensive medical procedure, well, how much money should I lend him? How much should I give him for me to qualify as a good brother?
咁谂下啦，我同我爸爸话：，诶，爸爸，如果我细佬 Andrew 有咩麻烦，例如佢病咗啦，哇，可能要一笔好昂贵嘅医药费，咁话我应该借几多钱俾佢好啊？我应该俾几多钱，我先至有资格成为一个好哥哥咧？
He might say, my son, what do you understand of love? What do you understand of being a child in this family? What do you understand of kindness and grace and the generosity that I've shown you?
阿仔，你对爱的理解是什么？你作为这间屋的孩子， 你又怎样理解呢？我已经向你显示了我的仁慈、恩典和慷慨，那你又有什么理解呢？
Rules are for pleadies. Rules are for slaves.
律法是为婴儿而设，律法是为奴隶而设。
My child, I'm done setting rules for you. I'm done telling you what you should or shouldn't do. You're too old for that now. I love you. Do what is right in your heart.
我的儿啊，我已经为你定立了一些规则。我已经告诉你，你应该要做什么和不应该做什么。你大个仔噶啦，我爱你，做你认为心里认为啱嘅事啦。
My friends, if you have faith in Christ, then you are a child of God. Don't go backwards into baby thinking. Don't go backwards into slave of the law thinking. Verse 7, chapter 4. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has also made you an heir. So be mature in the faith. Obey your heavenly Father and love him, not because of rules, but because you want to.
朋友们啊，如果你对基督是有信心的话，那你就是神的孩子。不要倒退到回去婴儿上那种思维，也不要倒退回去做律法奴隶那种思想。在四章七节说，可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣，在信仰上要成熟，服从你的天父，并且去爱他，不是因为要守规则，而是因为你去愿意这样做。
Now, as we finish here, let me give you three things to do.
在结束之前，我希望我就告诉你，有三样东西是好做的。
Firstly, trust in Jesus. Trust that faith in Jesus makes you a child of God.So you are not a slave, you are an heir.
首先就要信靠耶稣，相信耶稣的信心就会成为，就会成为神的孩子了。你不再是奴隶，你是一个继承人。
Now secondly, repent of your self-righteousness. And so ask God to forgive you when you depend on the law and when you make being a Christian all about obeying rules.Ask God to forgive you when you become preoccupied with the question, how much do I have to obey? And remember, now this is a lifelong part of the Christian journey. So we don't defeat self-righteousness all in one go. And pretty much all of us will continue to do battle with it until Jesus returns. And so maybe make it something that you regularly pray about.
其次就是对于你的自以为是的，就要作出悔改。当你依赖一些律法或者根据一些基督徒的守则的时候，求神原谅。如果当你专注说，哦，我有服从几多啦，那也都是求神原谅。请记住，这个都是基督徒的一生中的旅程。我们每一次过打低一种自以为是的态度，几乎我们所有人都是会继续跟他争战，直等到耶稣再来。所以就希望成呢样嘢成为你经常祈祷嘅事情。
Finally, do a self audit in your life for babies slave to the law thinking and behavior.
咁最后啦，喺你生活中有啲乜嘢系好似婴儿啦，或者系律法奴隶嘅思想咧，就进个行为咧就进行自我审查。
Why don't we take some time this week to think and pray?And ask God to speak to you and to reveal in your heart where you can joyfully live as a child of God. Ask him to show you where you are living as a slave and ask him to give you joy to live as a child.
咁喺呢个星期度，点解唔花啲时间去思考或者祈祷呢？求神同你说话，并喺你嘅心度，喺边度你可以似一个上帝嘅儿子咁样一样快乐咁生活，让佢话俾你听。你在哪方面是像一个奴隶，并请求他好，神给你好像一个孩子一样生活得那么快乐。
Let me tell you something. You're going to find that wherever there is slave thinking in your life, your thinking becomes small. Your heart shrinks. But if you ask God to transform your heart and to give you child of God thinking, well, you become bigger. You become more generous, more loving, more gracious, and more kind.
你会发现无论在你生活中哪里有一种奴隶的思维的话，你的思维就会变得小了，而你的心也都是收缩了。但是如果你求神改变你的心，赐给你有上帝的孩子的思想，那你的思维就会变大，你会变得更加慷慨，更有爱心，更加亲切，更加恩慈。
Invite God to transform your thinking. I don't know what area of life that is for you. And for some of you, it very well could be handling your finances. And God wants to grow your giving, not shrink it. And for some of you, it might be a sin that you're struggling with. God wants you to be even purer than you are now, even holier, even kinder. And so maybe talk about it with a Christian friend, talk about it in your growth groups, put establishing maturity onto your agenda.
邀请上帝去改变你的想法，可能你不知道你生活是哪方面，对于你们中间的一些人来说，可能是你处理财务的方式，神想要增加你的奉献，而不是将它缩小，可能亦当中一些人亦都是跟你们的挣扎的罪是有关，神是要你比 更加纯洁啦，还有更圣洁，更加是仁慈。其实呢都很值得去跟一些你可以信赖的基督徒的弟兄姊妹去交谈，将确立灵命的成熟程度呢去列入你的议程里面。
Let me close us in prayer.
我们结束祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for making us your children. Help us now to obey you as children. Amen.
Amen. Okay. 神父神啊，感谢你成为我哋嘅你，我哋系神嘅儿子，我哋都要听从你嘅管教。祈祷奉主耶稣基督名而求，阿门。
Amen. Thank you.